Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey everybody, it's Carrie Oberbrunner and I have with me some amazing new authors. First of all, congratulations, Andre and Alex.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah, listen, how does it feel for a brand new book? First of all, it's a awesome book. We're going to look at it in depth here, but how does it feel to be an author?
Well, it's an amazing feeling. I can tell you.
It is definitely overwhelming, but at the same time, so excited.
Oh, man. I hear you. Well, let me read your bios because I think your credentials are off the charts. First of all, folks, you want to pay attention not only to celebrate Alex and Andre today, but they're going to teach some fantastic content. Here's what you're going to learn. You're going to learn how to escape the grind, discover freedom, and reclaim your life through real estate investing. Let's talk now about this book, because this book is fantastic. First of all, you wrote it as kind of a fiction book. And Andre, why don't you share what is Total Financial Awakening about?
So the book is a fiction, but it's basically, it shows you step by step how you can start a real estate business. And basically, it's like a blueprint. This is exactly what we've done, Alex and I, to start the business. And now we have three locations, one in Minnesota, one in Wisconsin, one in Tampa, Florida. And we buy 30 to 50 homes every month. We fix them and we sell. We have a great team of people. We were on Inc. 5000 magazine a couple of times. The reason why I'm telling you is it was the hardest part was to start.
Yes.
And because there is a lot of fear. Mm-hmm. And I was not successful at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I actually was overwhelmed. I think I was broke because I didn't have any money. I worked so many hours. Like when you come from another country, you take any job available. So I was working as a pizza driver and took any job that I can. And I became a loan officer, and that job, it's a great job. However, it requires so much time commitment, and I had to call from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. To be on the phone just to try to sell a business. Mm. And I was overwhelmed, I was overworked. I wanted to go back home. And by that time, I already had the first kid. And when you have a first kid, like you want to naturally spend time with your kid. And when I was at my home, I felt guilty.
Yes.
I'm not working, right? It might be a familiar feeling. But and when I was working, I felt opposite. I felt the same. I felt guilty that I'm not spending time with my kid.
Wow.
And
Hold on. I just got to ask the crowd a question. How many of you can relate? Go ahead, type in family if you struggle with the guilt when you're working. And go type in work if you struggle with the guilt when you're with your family. Because I'll tell you what, Andre, you nailed it. So anybody listening who is saying, that's me, keep listening, keep going, Andre. This is great.
Yeah, and I was making decent money, but I felt overwhelmed. Like I had the back pain, and I was overweight, and I knew that it was not sustainable. Okay, yeah. And one day, I still remember that day was like around 3 or 4 p.m. I got a call from my sister-in-law, and she said that I had to rush to her house because her my nephew, who was at that time 10 months old, he passed away.
Are you serious?
And that was after that tragedy, we kind of, it was a big tragedy for the whole family.
Oh yeah.
But at the same, and at the same time, we, I kind of like sit down and build my plan that I want to, there is a better way to live your life and spend time with your, with people that you truly love and what's important. And there should be a better way than working 70 to 80 hours a week. And that led to a discovery of real estate. And I sat down, I map out my vision, where I want to be. Like Stephen Covey said, you have to be intentional.
Yes.
Know exactly where you want to be.
Okay.
And 10 years fast forward, like here we are. I have my freedom of like Dan Sullivan, both yours and my mentor, said you should look for or expand your freedom of time, money, relationships, and higher purpose.
Yes.
And I always now start my year planning with booking my vacations with my family. And I am consistently having 153 days where you don't take like business related calls, you don't discuss business, you don't check your emails. And that was the hardest part, Kerry, to do that, not to open your emails. Like it took a lot of time and process and systems to do that, but that was possible for me. And my higher purpose is to share the message so other people can start their own business. And if they like real estate, this book is how to start real estate business, because real estate is just a tool how you can have your freedom of time, money, and relationships.
Wow. Well, listen, you are resonating with people all the way back from when we said about the guilt. People started voting in. Yovina said family and work, work, family, family. Faye says, and then people are just being blown away by the content you're giving. Of course, the sad story that about your, was it your nephew?
Yeah.
Yes. And as tragic as that was, it was the pivotal point, it sounds like, in your life that woke you up.
It was a wake up call. Mm-hmm. And so my message is for people, don't wait for your wake up call to happen. Because that's it's terrible when you have that kind of call.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Alex now. Alex, what is the biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew when you first started in real estate investing?
Well, I must add one thing to Andre's previous comment.
Sure.
That this is not truly a fiction. This is a fable. That's what says on the front page. And the fable is designed to share some wisdom and call for some action and show the path and call for thinking. So I would say that the biggest point or the biggest idea to share and to show simple people that think about their lives or have these thoughts or questions in their mind. Mm-hmm. How, where, when, how can I change it? Is there another way? To show them the answer that yes, there is another way. Yes, and it has been proven. If it worked for us, it will work for everybody. To share the abundance, to share the secrets, to share the exact steps. 1, 2, 3, do this and this. The main character, Roger Alcott, is living a good life. He's making good income. And at the same time, he's not feeling happy. So we do feel happy. And this is why the main point was to share and show the path on how to get to that level. If going back to your question, what would be the biggest question? that I wish I would know the answer for before I started, I would say that once you have the proven way, a proven path to proceed with certain steps, in this case, it's real estate, there is no need to wait. You need to start acting. Everything that you want must be lined out, and then you should start going with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps. Cross that fear line, learn, and cross that fear line and move on. So everything that you want is on the on the other side of the fear. A lot of people suspect it or know it. They just sometimes are even afraid to admit that they need to start acting. So this fable shows the way why we came up to this awakening calls and how to proceed with the exact steps. So I would say this is our biggest intent to share the secrets.
That's fantastic. And folks, just if you're wondering, is this book popular? Let me tell you what, this is no joke. It just released and it's already the number one new release in private equity. Fantastic.
Yeah. And,
yeah, good job. And then paperback, it's already achieved the number one in small business. So the point is, folks, this book is obviously capturing people's attention. I think the subtitle says it all. Escape the grind, discover freedom, and reclaim your life through real estate investing. Now, I know what someone's going to say. Someone's going to say, if this is so good, why are you sharing this with us? Because aren't you creating more competitors? Ooh, that's a tough one. What would you say, Andre, if this is so good? I mean, I look at your website. Let me just show this to people because it's blowing up. I mean, this team here is amazing. Watch this website, folks. This is called the, I love your tagline, Feel the Joy. This is the homesteadroad.com. Look at all these people. Amazing. And I'm going to just blow this up big time. But here you are. We're open for business. I mean, you've won awards. You have the Inc. 500. You have 5 stars. Why are you giving this away? Are you guys just crazy? What's going on here?
Well, first of all, Kerry, you remember that I'm pursuing personally 4 freedoms: freedom of time, money, relationships, and higher purpose. So this is my higher purpose, to share the abundance. And I believe that real estate, the best tool to become financially successful. And there are 5 reasons why real estate is. Number one, appreciation. Real estate goes up in value over time. Number two, deductions. You can deduct mortgage interest. And number three, amortization and tax savings. Because if you buy real estate, a lot of people, when they own real estate, they pay very little in taxes because the law designed the way to encourage people to own real estate. And overall, real estate is like a saving account. And that was exciting when I learned about real estate, meeting my personal mentor. When I met him, and he had 20 properties or 30 properties free and clear, paid off. So I estimated the number, how much money he's making passively. And he's totally financially free. And financial freedom in my definition is when you don't need to work to support the current lifestyle. So basically, you make money while you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. And that's what attracted my attention, is use this tool, because with real estate, you don't need to have special education. You don't have to have a lot of money, and you don't have to have a special knowledge. Like, you can get a mentor. That's the best way to do it, or partner with someone who already done it. And to answer your question, why we do it, what, first of all, I want to share my message. Is I want to have as many people as possible who financially free and can spend time with their families. And number two, we also, I want to protect my freedom of time. I don't want to work too much. We build a really great business, Homestead Road, and we expand into new locations. And that's how we opened our location number two in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and number three in Tampa, Florida, where we do a lot of joint ventures with people. We partner with someone who is local on the market. We provide our process and systems. We help them to set it up. They run the business. And this way, we can have our freedom of time, because it's nice to build a successful business, but I don't want to do all the hard work and have a heart attack by the age of 50.
Yes. So I hear what you're saying is that you basically are giving back because it's part of your mission. Mm-hmm. You also want to help people realize it's not as hard as they might think, and it's your proven process. And then three is you have other people that may want to partner and open up a location, invest in some real estate. Let's go to Alex.
Yeah, I want to add something.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
We strongly believe that mentality of hiding and not sharing, not networking, trying is not the growth mentality.
Yes.
I can assure you that we work in real estate in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Twin Cities. We're probably one of the biggest home buyers, if not the biggest one in town, residential home buyers. And we have a very good reputation among our competitors. Most of them we treat with dignity, treat with respect. And we have done a lot of deals with direct competitors. They respect us. We respect them. We share abundance. They call us if there is a deal. They call us if there is a deal. So that mentality, only that mentality led us to grow and proceed. Therefore, we want to share with other people and show our relations the secret. Mm-hmm. You know, some people might not even know about the opportunities that are there, and that it's not actually, it's simple. It's difficult, but simple. But it's doable and it's achievable. And therefore, we want to share it so that if there are people that are interested in partnering locally, nationwide, we're there for them. And we would want them to give us a call or contact our website and share their thoughts and see if we can do something together rather than just trying to build walls around it and not to be in a sharing. I agree with Andre 120% that the mentality of sharing and higher purpose is also something that's driving us, because what do you get when you get a car, when you get a house, when you get, you know, your basic needs covered? The next thing is you want to share. This is why a lot of people start, you know, teaching and go to university to become professors, because they want to leave a legacy. They want to or teach others, provide the good. Our company, you know, we take a few days off in a year and go, for example, do some nonprofit community work with the whole team so that we actually put it into the culture of the business. So wow. We're giving back company. We have a, you know, technical college that we are sponsoring some grants, and we provide maybe sometimes other nonprofits with other help. This is because if you're making money, if you know how to do things, you should not just keep it for yourself. You got a blessing to be in this country. You got a blessing from the God to know and, you know, get all these positive things in
life. Yeah.
The need for you, what's your duty now then, is to share and teach others. I think it's very, very important and powerful thing. And this is why we live.
I got to share what the comments are. You guys are blowing up here. Lily says, I'm a real estate investor as well. And it's funny that I'm hearing this today. I'll be in Minneapolis this weekend. I'm going to check out the market. It would be great to meet you guys while I'm there. So maybe your team can just recognize
that. Absolutely. 120%.
Awesome. Then you have people that are literally loving the whole competitor philosophy. They say that it's mind blowing. David says how inspiring. You have people all the way in Tampa watching. So Valerie's excited. And then it looks like people are actually buying the book. Yavina says, I just bought the paperback. We have Sherry that says, my husband and I have been talking about real estate as a stream of income in the future. Excited to read and review. So this is awesome. Let's go to some other questions here because there's some very good ones. Let's talk about, Andre, the conversation with your mentor that helped you turn your life around. And folks, listen up, because this isn't just Andre's story. This is going to be fantastic for everybody who needs a mentor.
Yeah, so I figure out that it makes sense, like a lot of times, like we don't take action because of complexity. We don't know how to do it. And instead of figuring out how to do it, I would rather be focusing on finding who knows how to do it. Mm-hmm. And Dan Sullivan, that's what he teaches. Find who knows how.
Yeah.
I was seeking for mentors and I had a lot of mentors, and I'm so grateful for all my mentors. My journey started with reading Robert Kiyosaki book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Right. I went on a cruise, met his crew, his entire team. And then Jack Canfield, I'm so grateful for to Jack. And I spent 1 year with him, trained the training program. And then I really start following Zappos, Tony Hsieh, and yes. I went to Zappos training. And then I met Harvey McKay. And then I use every single opportunity to go to educational networking event. And I think everyone should do the same. And then right now, I'm going to Harvard Business School, which was on my dream list, where I always wanted to be. My point is, you have to surround yourself with mentors, people who better than you, people who already have done it.
Yeah. So
then they can share with you. And when you learn, you can share with other people. And that's what we're doing right now. We want to share what we learn, so the rest of the people will get there faster with less effort, with more love, and we'll have more fun along the way.
Fantastic. Well, Lily's dropping her number in, so you can come back later and look at the comments. But this is great. And let's talk about this here. You guys are growth people. And there's some characteristics that have already come up. And I want people to realize this. Number one, they faced obstacles. I mean, I can't imagine coming to a country with no money, no connections, no language. Those obstacles taught you both grit and hustle and this tough mentality. But you didn't just stay there. I mean, no one wants to just hustle their whole life. You said, I want to actually enjoy my family. I want to enjoy the blessings God's given me. And so you found another way. But notice, folks, I met Andre because of Dan Sullivan, strategic coach. In other words, if you invest in yourself, you're going to suddenly look around at other people in the room and say, I want to do business with that person, with that person, with that person. Andre or Alex, talk about that, because there's a certain unique quality about people who are growers and givers. You mentioned about giving. That's another success trait. You don't just keep it all, keep it all, keep it all. You're gifting it to other people. So talk about why you want to partner with growth-oriented, abundant-minded people.
I would say that I will take this one. We've been following one good principle, that good people attract good people, and good people know good people. Anywhere, I run the operations for the business, and it starts with contractors, goes to the competitors, vendors, and so on and so forth. So the idea is that if people are always staying humble, they realize that they don't get it all. We've been doing this for many years and achieved some certain success, but we see that how much is in front of us in different spheres, being a father, being a husband, being a mentor, being a teacher, being a businessman, being an entrepreneur, being a book writer. And there is so much to grow and to learn in this world. And therefore, if you stay in humble, you realize how much is ahead. You can look back and see what's behind. But if you're looking forward, then you realize how much is ahead of you. And this is what we nourish and introduce in our company as well. It's a real estate company. We have employees that know how to do their jobs. Mm. We want them to grow. We want them to keep getting new skills. We're developing a training program for each particular person so that they know that after coming, you know, to work with us, a year later, they're happy and they say, look how much I've achieved. Look, thank you. Thank you for sharing this. So I think this is one of the key principles for any person to proceed in life and be happier is to learn new things and develop. And this is why in this fable, the main character starts thinking. That's his first question. Well, can something be wrong? He's observant. And then he realizes he doesn't have all the answers. So he starts learning from the people who've done it. They want to share, getting the answers that pop in his mind. So I think that it's crucial and very important for anybody to ask the questions and then start looking for the answers. As Andre said, if you have somebody who's done it, who wants to share it with you, follow their advice. Maybe sometimes it's going to be scary. Just do it anyways.
Mm.
Kerry, I like the quote by Tony Robbins, and this is another person who we attended to a lot of events. He said, success leaves clues.
Yes.
You don't need to recreate the wheel. You just follow the steps that other people already done and before you. And one of the step is, I like the quote by Stephen Covey. He said, be intentional. And you have to, the first step, like if you overworked, if you're busy, if you don't feel that you have financial freedom or freedom of time that you deserve, the first step is to make a decision and decide on the life that you truly deserve and what kind of life you want. I like to use a jump example as a GPS, because everyone has a GPS. And if you don't enter, if you don't type the address in your GPS, you can drive all your life and you're never going to be where you want to be.
Mm.
And a lot of people don't realize, they just go with the flow and they don't have a plan and they become a part of someone else's plan. And that plan not the best for them. But if they enter a GPS, in the GPS, the address, even though they're going to make a mistake, what GPS is going to do is it's going to reroute you back. So it's never going to be easy. You're going to have a lot of obstacles. But if as long as you know where you're going, your internal GPS will turn you to the right way. And that's like perfect. That's the first advice that I learned, building the life that I want. And then I built my vision plan, where I want to be. Like one of the goals was to write a best-selling book, to be at Harvard, to have my kids attend private school, to have $1 million home, to have enough vacations. But at that moment, I didn't have anything. And it was impossible. Like if you think logically, like it's impossible. Like how you don't have any resources, you don't have the money, how are you going to do it? The reason why, because we have a lot of fears. So we need to confront our fears. And like Jack Canfield says, everything that you want is on the other side of fear. Because it's great. It reminds me my first deal that I done. I learned about real estate. I read so many books. I attended to so many seminars, but I was afraid to do a first deal.
Yeah.
if you never done it, it's scary because you need to like invest time and money. And I still remember my first house. I remember it too.
You remember it too. Yeah.
So the first house, like we start doing marketing and we get the phone call from a seller. She wanted to sell a house, her mom's house. And I remember this, it's my pink house story. I went on appointment and I remember I'm coming in and the lady had maybe 15 or 20 cats. Can you imagine like the smell in the house?
Wow.
I had tears in my house because it was such a bad odor. And I walk around the house and I did everything what I learned before. I estimated the repairs, I estimated the price, and I made an offer. And then I went back home and it sounds weird, but I didn't want my offer to be accepted. I had like queasy feeling in my stomach. I could not eat. I could not sleep. I actually was afraid. You know why?
Why? Because she might say yes?
Yes. I was afraid that she's going to say yes. And I was afraid. I was scared. Like I started having those self-imposed doubts.
Yes.
What if I did wrong? What if I underestimated repairs? What if I buy a house and no one will be will pay me the price when it's going to be fixed up? I had so many fears. So what I've done, I called to my mentor and I said, listen, Roberto, like this is the house, this is the numbers, but I don't think it's a good idea to buy this house. And he said, you know what, if you don't buy the house, give me address, I'm going to buy it.
Really?
All right, fine. You twisted my arm. And we bought the house. It was the first deal. We improved it a little bit. We sold it. I didn't have the money. I used my credit card like to write the check. The credit card, you pay 3% and you get the money. And I still remember that feeling in the check. We made $12,000 on our first house, but it took us about 3 weeks. And I still remember that feeling, a feeling of freedom when you walk away from the title company and I start smelling the check. And that was such a great feeling because I realized that I'm not a real estate investor in theory. I became a real estate investor by doing the deal. So I already done it.
So
it's not going to be scary anymore. It still will be scary, but I can do it many times. And at that moment, I realized that real estate is awesome tool to become financially independent. And I built my plan. I built a plan that I wanted to have 50 rental properties and I want to have active, that will be my passive income, and also to have active income by buying, fixing, improving houses and reselling. And like 5 years from that time, like we bought about 80 properties, rental properties.
Wow.
That's my pink house.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. I love the story. Alex, anything you want to add to that?
I want to add everything, something to what Andre just said. It's very relevant to any new investor. Over the years, we met a lot of people in a similar case. They have a deal in their hand. They don't know it's a deal, even if they suspect it's a deal or they want to pursue it, but there's a fear, there's a doubt. And if somebody grabs them by the hand, like we did, we just move them, you see in a year later, they consider it easy. But I see the eyes of these people that reach out and sometimes, hey, what do I do? How do I help? We had the same at some point. But I think that we decided to share this story.
Yes.
In some areas, as you might guess, the fable is autobiographical, not 100% obviously, but certainly.
Right.
And it's a proven success. I see a lot of people also have an interest for it. So they see all these TV shows about how people flip houses, or they talk about real estate, but they don't have any specific, you know, first step where to start. So this is why this book is going to be very useful for those who are already looking for answers. And I personally think that real estate is relevant to anybody. All of us live somewhere. We have houses. Sometimes we rent them. Sometimes we own them. Sometimes parents or grandparents own them. And in order to change career, you have to go and study. Sometimes if you want to become a doctor, it will take you years, 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. This is not easy, but it's rather simple and relevant for everybody. Some people will want to have passive income and they will want few rentals. Well, that's one step. Others are already contractors. They know how to fix houses and work on them. So all they need is just to find the right house and then to fix it properly. Other people want to have a long-term gain. They already have their income and they just want to make sure they are taking advantage of the legal tax cuts, depreciation, so that they can write some taxes off. So it's relevant for almost everybody, And therefore, I think that real estate is a vehicle that is rather easy to learn for everybody.
Wow.
To a certain aspect, you already have a connection to it. All you need to do just to learn it, look at it, and proceed with the first step that you want to take. So,
I love it.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.